Hey everyone, Larry Bailey here with Awesome Technologies, Inc., bringing you another weekly newsletter. This time we're going to go through the week of April 15th, 2024 in review. Today is April 22nd. This information is brought to you from MBS Highway, your trusted source for mortgage market intelligence. If you don't already have an account at mbshighway.com, get over there and go get one to get this information live on direct. And also, we'd love to thank our friends over at Awesome Technologies, Inc., who do their best to support us and support you when it comes to all things Encompass. So head over to awesometechinc.com, check out all the automations that are there. This includes four SDK, API, and RPA-based solutions, custom development, LOS admin services, you name it. And then, of course, if you're looking to actually get educated as an administrator, head over to masteringencompass.com for your admin training, as well as the brand new course that just launched this week for Mastering Encompass Web Essentials. Check it out over there. I guarantee you won't be sad to learn more. So let's get into this week's newsletter. Again, we're going to go through the week of April 15, 2024 in review. And despite a pullback in sales and construction, the housing sector is showing signs of strength heading into spring buying season. Plus, Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave some hints about what may be headed ahead for rate cuts. Read on for these stories and more. So here's the five stories you're going to be reviewing today. First one is existing home sales slip. The next story is home builder sentiment holds steady. The next story is housing starts slide in March. Next story is rates higher for longer, unfortunately. And the last story is continuing unemployment claims remain above 1.8 million. Now, for those listening to this on podcast replay, thank you very much, sincerely. If you want to see the video that goes along with this, head over to mortgage.community and check it out there in the market updates. You definitely won't find this replay at Mastering Encompass, but you will at mortgage.community. So, let's get into this. We've got first image up here. This is indicating about a 3.2-month supply. And this information is coming to you from the NAR. And so here's the story. After hitting their highest level in a year in February, existing home sales fell 4.3% in March to a 4.19 million unit annualized pace per the National Association of Realtors, NAR. This report measures closing on existing homes in March and likely reflects people shopping for homes in January and also February, when rates began to tick higher. So the bottom line here is, while the pace of sales declined in March, it remains at the second highest level since last May of 23, with NAR's chief economist Lawrence Young confirming that the sales have rebounded from cyclical lows. In addition, some of the internals within the report showed signs of strength. Homes remained on the market for a shorter period, going from 38 days down to 33 days from February to March. And while a greater number of homes sold above list price, 29% in March versus only 20% in February, all this together signals demand and competition remains ahead in the spring buying season. So there's also some good news in the inventory front. There were about 1.11 million homes, or about 1.11 million homes available for sale at the end of March. And that's up 4.7% from February and up 14.4% from last year. So while this remains below the healthy levels that we've been talking about, rising inventory is certainly a step in the right direction, and it helps improve the persistent tight housing supply we've seen and been talking about across the country. Young added that, quote, more inventory is always welcomed in the current environment, close quote. Well said, Mr. Young. Well said. So the next story is about home builder sentiment holding steady. And we get a nice graph on here. And so what we find is that the confidence among home builders remained just above the key break-even threshold of 50 for the second straight month. And per the National Association of Home Builders, that's the NAHB, as their housing market index stayed at 51 in April. Remember, it was 51 also in March. So any score over 50 in this index, which runs from 0 to 100, signals that more builders view conditions as good rather than poor. And among the three index components, the current and future sales expectations both remain in expansion territory, sitting at 57 and 60 respectively, though future expectations have softened as some buyers remain on the fence. The gauge judging buyer traffic moved higher, but it's still in contraction territory. So the bottom line here is NAHB's chief economist, Robert Dietz, explained, quote, April's flat reading suggests potential for demand growing is there, but buyers are hesitant until they can gauge exactly where interest rates are headed, close quote. We'll see. Interest rates are a slippery topic, and they're hard to figure out. So my personal recommendation is always expect money to be more expensive in the future. Almost always is. So if you find a deal, get it now. If rates drop and it makes sense, refinance later. All right, here's the next story. Housing starts slide in March, and this is all about new construction. So even though, and this information is coming from Dan Habib, who's a CRO of MBS Highway, and the source of this data actually came from U.S. Census Bureau over at HUD. So even though home builder sentiment held steady, builders pulled back on new construction last month, with housing starts falling nearly 15% from February. Starts for single family homes, those that make up the bulk of home building and are the most crucial for buyer demand, those were also down 12.4%. And there was a similar trend in future construction with building permits moving lower despite much needed supply. So the bottom line here is NAHB noted that higher expected interest rates, hotter than anticipated inflation, and higher supply side costs all contributed to the construction slowdown last month. Danushka Nanayakara-Skillington, NAHB's assistant VP for forecasting and analysis, added that single family construction will also likely decline in April given the drop in building permits last month. Not a bad forecast, given what we know. And home prices, as an aside here, home prices should remain supported as there's not enough supply coming onto the market to meet demand, showing that opportunities remain to build wealth through home ownership. Again, I always say, listen, paper money is, you know, paper gain is paper money. It doesn't matter until you actually sell. And for those people that are selling, they're also probably buying higher. So, you know, do the math. Here's the next story. Rates higher for longer. Not a story that we all want to read, but here's where we are. So while speaking to a policy forum on U.S.-Canada economic relations, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that recent data has, quote, clearly not given us greater confidence, close quote, that the inflation is moving toward the Fed's 2% target. This includes hotter than expected consumer inflation readings in recent months, especially as measured by the Consumer Price Index. Remember, it's really important to remember this stuff, but remember the Fed aggressively hiked their benchmark Fed funds rate, which is that overnight borrowing rate for banks, 11 times between March 22 and July 23, to slow the economy and curb runaway inflation. The Fed has held rates steady as of their meeting last September because inflation had been showing good progress towards to lowering before stalling out more recent reports. So the bottom line here is Powell said it's likely to take longer to achieve confidence that the inflation is progressing lower, signaling that the timing for rate cuts will probably be delayed and rates will be higher for longer until confidence is restored. This more hawkish tone was echoed by other Fed members last week as well, including New York's Fed President John Williams and Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic. So on to the next story, continuing unemployment claims remain above 1.8 million. So initial jobless claims were flat in the latest week as another 212,000 people filed for unemployment benefits for the first time. However, continuing claims rose by 2,000 with 1.812 million people still receiving benefits after filing their initial claim. So bottom line here in this story, gang, is the initial jobless claims can be volatile, of course, from week to week. But their relatively low level still suggests employers are still trying to hold on to their workers, yet continuing claims are still trending higher in some of the hottest levels that we've seen in recent years, as it becomes harder for some people to find new employment once they're let go. Hey, did you know April 23rd is National Picnic Day? I know I didn't, but now I do. And if you want to read this recipe for how to make these blackberry oat crumble bars, courtesy of Southern Living, a perfectly delicious and portable picnic treat, head over to mortgage.community and check out the recipe here on the Family Hack of the Week. Meanwhile, What we are going to see happening this week with the market is that we'll get an update on signed contracts from the NAR when March's new and pending home sales are reported Tuesday and Thursday, respectively. Thursday also brings the latest jobless claims and the first reading on GDP for the first quarter. And a crucial inflation reading ends this week, which is on Friday, with the Fed's favored measure, you guessed it, personal consumption expenditures, also known as PCE. If you got that right, congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back for knowing what's happening. My name is Larry Bailey. Thank you very much for always watching and listening to what we're doing here on the Market Updates. Anything you need, please reach out to me directly. You can use Larry at atihelps.com. You guys make it a great day. We'll see you.